is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
I did see Biden's at 40. I'm just like, fine. I don't know. I can't talk. He's half fucking.
He's old. He's doing a dotard.
He's a dotard.
He's doing what he needs to do.
He's fine.
He's doing what he needs to do. He's standing up.
I don't care. Yes. And he falls. Sometimes he falls.
Sure.
And like, okay, you fall.
But hey, you know, wait till we're all that old.
Just fall down.
They can't put him in a wheelchair yet. What they need to do is need to hit him with an oar or something. We're recording. If they were hit Biden with an oar and we put him in a wheelchair, we might like him more. But that's a whole other episode, a whole other show.
That's a classic presidency.
Now, Kissel.
Yes, I know what you want to talk to me about.
Obviously, you have seen me and my changes over the last several weeks and
I don't know about that.
As you can see,
your blood pressure went down, but your doctor still yelled at you.
Yep, they always do. They don't. You go and you pay them how much money? How much money just to be bullied?
Literally bullied.
But I understand.
I told you that story. I just told you before the show. A doctor looked at me after I got off the scale and he said, "Have you ever seen someone over 60 get that way?" And I said, "No." And then he said, "That's because they all die."
Yep.
And I was like, "I got it. Thank you."
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
And then I was sad and I had to go to Applebee's.
You know what happens? A lot of times they die from having too much sex.
That's dehydration. That's right. Whoa.
You've seen my journey. A lot of people follow me on my journey. They know that I'm brave. I'm a brave blood pressure warrior, soldier.
You are.
I'm fighting a war against the blood pressure, which apparently is driving up my blood pressure. Just fighting a war of it.
Well, you're not taking the right approach. This is a war you actually want to win with peace.
Yes, which is, I've heard, Gandhi. Gandhi slept with a 12-year-old girl.
Gandhi was actually very controversial.
Really was.
Everyone was controversial.
You always find that out. But I think I know what the issue is. And my doctor obviously didn't see this,
what?
Right?
You're not spending enough time with me?
We have fun here. We have a lot of fun here.
We have a mandated 4 hours a week we have to spend time together.
But also, we do spend time outside of the mandated hours.
True, true. Right, right?
But I think that I'm coming to an awakening.
Uh-huh.
That I'm a starseed.
What is that?
An angel.
You're an angel.
Much like...
Why would an angel have high blood pressure?
Because of our concern.
Yeah, but
and
angels...
our empathy... that we have also, angels, for this dying earth.
Angels are not just empathetic. They can be empathetic, but they can also be harbingers of doom.
Exactly.
So,
and I am both. I am a warning. I'm not only a warning, I'm a comfort. Mm-hmm. I'm a balm, mm-hmm. but I'm also a prophet.
Wow.
And I feel too much.
Did your mother tell you this?
No, I haven't spoken to her in weeks. No, the doctor refused to acknowledge that because I said, I want to look in my blood.
Yeah.
And I want to see the sprinkles of angel matter.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Why wouldn't you?
And that's again, but again, they won't let me look at the panels because they're so afraid of my potential and I'm getting held back. And that is the reason why I think my blood pressure is so high,
mm-hmm.
is because I'm a frustrated angel in the body of a perfectly made in a lab podcaster.
Made in a lab.
That is, again, that frustration is that you guys are all in the human race in general is just sort of mm-hmm. holding me back and not allowing me
people
to help.
People are holding you back.
People holding me back and not helping me try to champion the ultimate alien-based presidential candidate, my president, Marianne Williamson.
Oh my goodness, she's abusive to staff. We covered it on Top Hat. Who would have thought? Someone who's a guru on self-help might be insane.
It's because she's too much of an angel
for
the rest of us.
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with the newly endorsed Marianne Williamson's candidate, Henry Zebrowski.
I'm coming out it's me and Mary. We're riding up.
Ooh.
Big dubs. I'm hoping that we can get Marianne Williamson.
Williamson Zebrowski. Oh.
No, I can't be.
You don't want to be on the ticket.
No. I have too many things. My Hollywood deals will fall apart. I have I have to sell my three farms. My alpaca farms I'll have to sell because that's obviously, you know, it's a conflict of interest.
What the fuck is an alpaca? I mean, I've seen it, but you don't eat it. I know that you can wear the clothes, but isn't it one of those animals that is just not, it's there, you know it exists, but also, what the fuck? Have you ever seen an alpaca?
Yeah. At the zoo, yeah.
Yeah, at the zoo or something like that.
Yeah, they got them in petting zoos.
But
they use it for...
They're donkey,
working
they're
animals.
Horse.
I believe that they're working animals.
Are they working animals?
They're fucking animals.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, that's why they're still around.
Yeah, you could train it out. You can train an alpaca to eat pussy in like 2 afternoons.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you can do anything with peanut butter, but
there's a learning curve.
I'm sure that there is, and be careful. You want to have a stunt you want to go to the porn store and get one of those stunt torsos.
The key is you got to start. Don't start with oats pressed against the labias.
Right.
Have the carrot stick all the way out from the very front so it slowly munches in. And that actually brings us to our first story, because I guess this might have been a fucking sex training gone wrong with a zebra.
You want to do the zebra story first, because I have to make an apology.
Oh, whoa.
I wrongfully named a hero.
Wow, I can't believe, wow, this is, again, we're all different now. Maybe it's my presence. Maybe it's the fact that I am an ancient spirit trapped inside of this dough, right? I'm just trapped inside this pitiful dough, and that I'm making you grow. I'm making you spiritually evolve.
You know what, Marianne?
Just radiating off of me like my vaccine particles.
It's working. So last week, I said that there was a clam. Who was a hero of the week?
We talked about it, and I did technically at the time. I tried to shoot you down, but it wasn't because I knew the science. It was just because I hate to see you smile.
Well, Abraham Lincoln turns out it might be a fraud.
It is.
However, I don't know, because then there's also people saying it's not a fraud. But anyway, that's coming in from the Tallahassee Democrat.
The Tallahassee Democrat, which is at the forefront. And if you've never been to Tallahassee, do you not know that their Capitol building looks like a huge dick and balls?
Is that right?
And that is why they're at the very tip of the foreskin of the news and the truth. Because it's a marine scientist. Because again, I'm going to say, let's just go on here. They're all trying to jump on this Abraham Lincoln bandwagon. Because guess what? Nobody cares about marine scientists. All right, I'm sorry, guys. Because
no, they do.
Dolphins haven't fixed everything yet. And when they do, once a dolphin fixes one thing, once an octopus fixes one fucking thing, throw them and figure out how to figure out fusion, right? If they can figure it out, a marine biologist should be president. All right, but now you're coming for Abraham Lincoln.
Well, anyway,
for our heroes. And how few heroes do we have left in this fucking life? You want to be the John Wilkes Booth
Fernando,
to Abraham Lincoln?
Music,
that's the idea. You're leaving Mary Clam, bitch.
Thank
fucking his gay
Not
wife.
Mary Clam.
You're
she
missing
wasn't
his
gay.
Fucking gay wife back there.
She wasn't gay. He was gay.
I have to remember that I am a potential. The potential I have to change the world is unlimited.
Unlimited. Limited by, genetics and biology and your inability to fly and things like that. Anyway, the clams in Florida, they didn't really arrive until the 1980s or early 1990s. So this clam is at best my age and at youngest your age.
That's fucking
horseshit. So anyway, Abraham Lincoln was a goddamn farce. It's not 214 years old. And the man who found it, Dan C. Morelli.
He's committed suicide.
You look at his face.
Yeah, he's since committed suicide, which is horrible.
He's got an honest face.
Do you think what happened?
Can't
you think
trust anyone.
When he shot down Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Abraham? You think when he shot down our former president's whole reputation, right?
Yeah.
You think that maybe Big Clam came to wipe him out? Because you know who Big Clam is run by?
Who?
Rosie O'Donnell.
All right, let's get on to zebra news.
Yeah, talking about eating pussy. Zebras are a menace. I actually don't know if that's true. I think most zebras are fine, but not in Ohio.
I think that zebras are frustrated. They used to be honored. They used to be worshipped. There used to be a lot more of them. The zebra, I think, is an animal that is misunderstood. It's so cool that it exists. Why it look like that? We don't know.
I don't know.
It's just kind of fun. Also, did you know that really the zebra, I believe, is actually, I think it's, I don't want to go down the road.
There is absolutely no reason for you to sort of make up the biological beginnings of zebras. Like, you don't have to.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
We don't know where they come from.
No,
I'm going to go on and say.
I know where they come from. They come from Ohio. Because a wildlife expert at the Columbus Zoo, holy hell, they had a zebra there. And I'm going to say this, much like dogs, the dog's personality is representative of how the owner has trained it. And this zoo guy, he really didn't do very well with this goddamn zebra.
Well, I was talking with Ed Larson before the show, and he brought up a good point that Ohio's the same place. You remember the guy that committed suicide and let all the animals out?
Oh, my God. It's yeah,
the same, dude. It's the same place, so it's strange.
Dude, Ohio has really quickly become the strangest state in the Midwest.
It's like Florida of the Midwest.
It
yes.
really is.
Yes, they are really out of pocket right now.
Wow.
And, like, I'd ask, like, SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Do you know anybody with exotic animals in Ohio? Why? And why? And how does it come back to LeBron James?
It's cold there. Leave the zebra alone. What a horrible place to be in a zoo.
So this guy, this is in Circleville, Ohio. What a fascinating place it must be.
We'll name it Circleville.
Well. Most buildings are square, but let's try to be different.
Also, it's kind of fun. It's in Pickaway County.
It's Pickaway County.
You got
sure,
this
sure.
on your face? Pickaway.
No, this was around 5:30 p.m. They came and they found a man. I'm not seeing, where is this man's name?
The name may have been redacted.
I think the name has been redacted because of the nature of the crime. Yeah. But the incident report, dispatch learned that there was a victim who said he's getting his arm bitten off by a fucking zebra.
Okay, now this is my question. Number one, why are you so close to the zebra? Number two, what the fuck are you doing with the zebra? And number three, zebras, they can stand their ground. Because again, what the hell was this man doing? Some people very much sexualize the zebra.
They do. I feel like, you know, we're headed into libel area, but...
No, you can put a couple of cans on a zebra.
Of course. I think that, yes, theoretically, you could do whatever you want to a zebra if you own it in the privacy of your own home. Not legally, but you can.
Theoretically.
Now, but we don't know what happened. This guy was raising a zebra, and they had several other... There were female zebras there. There's a male zebra. Mm. And so, apparently, the zebra attacked the owner after a period of time, and they don't know why. But the thing that really was that was weird that happened, it chomped on his arm to the point where it was down to the tendons, which I didn't know a zebra could even fucking do. I didn't know that was possible.
Yes, zebras are absolute. They are, when they want to be, you know, they're like, it's almost.
Well, I'm scared of horses.
Well, of course, they're huge, and they'll bite your dick off. But the thing about a zebra is, they're like, I'm peaceful, just don't mess with me. But you mess with a zebra, and my God, they're going to chew you up like that zebra gum.
Oh, yeah, well, because they didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on them. They were brought over here, right? They were fucking, like, I'm pretty certain.
I think the zebra came out on the Ark.
Yeah, you're right. The first slave ship.
Yeah, full of animals.
So, he was attacking. They're saying that they think what happened was that something happened with the behavior of the zebra and women that way. So female zebras.
It was horny.
It was horny. The female zebras squirt out like a mush. They squirt out like a spray, and they get them all riled up or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And so the zebra was coming for, we don't know what happened. It bit this man. But the thing that happened afterwards is that after they called the police, is the zebra kept attacking the police. Now, they don't know then what happened. They try to chase it off. So they shot guns in the air. They were like banging things together, trying to chase off the zebra.
They gave the zebra more patience than they do most people.
Well, yeah, what happens is when the zebra charged the police, and then they shot the zebra and killed it. And I guess it came from aiming at the black part.
Okay, well, there you go. Kind of a political satire there. According to Dan Beatum, don't get caught with a name like that. He's the director of animal management at the Wilds. He says, they're definitely wild animals and still have, like, all of those wild instincts and behaviors.
Oh, yes.
He says male zebras are territorial.
Super territorial.
Their job is to get and hold a group of females that he wants to breed.
Like R. Kelly.
It's called slavery. It's called capturing somebody and not letting them leave. Kidnapping is the term I was looking for. He goes on to say, and he'll be very protective of those against any kind of challenger. So he saw the man as a challenger again.
He did.
I'm not victim blaming whatsoever. We don't know the man's story, but it seems as if the zebra maybe thought that the guy was trying to get too fresh with one of his babes, and he had to go full on protective mode and say, you better get out of here. I'm going to bite your right arm off.
Well, I'm a starseed, right? So I communicate naturally with animals.
I love this
animals.
New personality.
And so I speak with animals all day long. It's like they won't fucking shut up. All day, never sleep. All you hear is, caw, caw, I'm a bird. I'm a dog.
Right.
Mew, mew, mew. I'm a cow. You know what I mean? All day long. And then it turns out, like, just children have left toys at my home.
Right.
But I wonder, like, what would make a zebra jealous? Having a, obviously, horizontal stripes.
Oh,
would make them flip out.
That's true.
I just maybe being near his little cadre of women, I think, might do that. Because a zebra, a part of what it is that they're trying to, I believe, maybe I'm incorrect, but maybe a part of it is that they're trying to spread their seed to as many willing cloacas that they can get up inside of. Because then what that does is create a variance in the gene pool.
It's really possible that what you just said is completely and utterly true. So zebras, apparently, they're aggressive due to their protective nature. This zebra had 5 or 6 female zebras. So the guy is laying on the floor, right? He's like, I'm dying here.
Yep.
I'm dying, officers. And then the officers, they didn't turn their back on the zebra because they understand
that's when
it attacks and it mounts.
Yep.
But then finally, the guy on the ground, as he was bleeding out, was like, the officers were like, can we shoot it? And he's like, just shoot it. And so now that zebra's freaking dead for trying to protect its babies and its ladies. And I thought chivalry wasn't dead until now.
Yep. And that fucking zebra got shot in the head.
So Pickaway County Sheriff Matthew Hafey, he says the zebra had already shown aggression. And speaking with the family members and friends,
that's
apparently this zebra has been aggressive in the past.
It was being it like to, he was, you know, nose your crotch a lot. Barking all the time. I don't know what horses make. I don't know what zebra noises are, you know, but it was really, really nuts.
It was
being crazy. It was being a fucking Tom Sizemore.
I also, well, RIP, not yet. But
not
soon. Really.
No, he is dead.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he finally
died.
He's
the one who died. Yeah. I always get him and that other one confused.
Which one? Michael Madsen.
Yeah.
I think he's also dead.
I don't fucking care. So he told, the Pickaway County Sheriff, he told the deputy that he fully supports what he did. You got to protect the people. I'm just starting to think it's your zebra. It bites off your arm. You got to take care of it.
Oh, sure, why sure, is sure, this, sure,
I
sure,
mean,
sure.
Come on, buddy.
Let me kill it.
You got to kill it yourself.
If you're a real farmer, you want to kill it. You want
you
the
raised
revenge.
It that way.
Yep.
Also, why do you have zebras in Ohio?
I said sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. I believe it is for either literally petting farm purposes. Just to have them, I think, is a part of it. And maybe milk, zebra milk is big. But apparently, if you just keep tugging and tugging on a zebra, you're going to get something either way.
Live from your grave.
Well, let's stick with animal news.
I want to do a little bit of an update before.
You have another update, okay.
I got a good update. So I got several emails from people, some about Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Okay. Which I said, apparently we gave Baton Rouge a much more favorable review than most people would give Baton Rouge.
It sounds fun. It sounds like they got good clam chowder, good drink.
Oh,
nice,
yeah.
Nice.
People say it's a fun
loose
town.
Loose ladies, loose lips.
They say the downtown area, it's not quite as extensive as New Orleans, but you can still have yourself a little bit of time.
I don't need, not everything has to be New Orleans.
It doesn't have to be. It can't be if it wanted to be.
It can't be. No, not everything has to be Vegas. Be yourself.
Sure. Now, that man was the story of the man that was found wrapped up in the rug that they didn't know how he died. Now,
right.
There's a toxicology report that is supposed to come back that they believe will probably come back showing that he died of an overdose. So what they found out where he went.
Okay.
So a lot of people said as soon as we covered that story, our listeners were like, well, where he was found, because we said like maybe he got drunk and wandered somewhere.
Because he was found in a shed in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle
right?
of nowhere. And they were like, you would not like casually find yourself in that area, much like outside of New Orleans. There is a thing with swamp people, not just they're not the friendly people you see on the show. You don't fuck with them.
Watch the movie Hatchet.
Never, ever. Fuck with swamp people.
Oh, I absolutely would not. I respect the swamp person. They live the life alongside the alligator, and they live in peace.
And they live in peace. They are alligators.
Absolutely.
And so they said, basically, you would not find yourself in this area willingly, normally, unless you were from there. So that kind of should be like, where did you get this? So it turns out they have figured out kind of what happened to that dude that night. So we know he was in town for a work function.
Right.
And then he went to an LSU basketball game. And then he went down to a downtown bar with this guy.
Sounds like a great day so far.
It was. The man's name was Nathan Millard.
Okay.
And now we have an arrest made by a man by the name of Derek Perkins. That was the guy that they believe dropped off the body. So
there
now what they think that happened is so that night, He partied with his client.
Sure.
And they went, and then apparently, so it seems that what happened was that he met a man that it seemed to be, I'm going to say compatriot, a drug-selling compatriot
okay.
by the name of Stenka.
Oh, Stanka.
Now, Stanka sold him some drugs.
I think you can't buy drugs from Stanka.
Prefer anything that provides a smell I don't want involved in my drugs.
When we got the best mushrooms we ever had, it was from a guy named Trippy. That's perfect.
Sure, absolutely, because he can't even remember his name.
Oh, it was fantastic. He was growing them in an apartment in Bushwick.
So Derek Perkins was this so-called Stanka. Now, Stanka, he went and got him his drugs, and it seems that then the man, Mr. Miller, died accidentally of a drug overdose because he had not been, which is kind of often. You see,
he wasn't hydrated enough?
That was the issue, is that definitely you definitely need Gatorade when you're doing cocaine.
You don't know the new Gatorade cocaine?
Oh, I can't wait. Yes. It's super hydrating. It's
Gatorade.
It's just the electrolytes. It's just piles of salt. This actually happens a lot. People that were hardcore users of a drug.
Oh, yeah. Once you start up again.
So you stop, right? Like, and you get clean. So they're saying that Nathan Millard had spent some time getting clean and he'd fix up his life. So the problem is that what tends to happen is that if you relapse, what could happen is that you try to do the same dose that you were doing at the top of your use the last time you were using. And it causes sometimes accidental overdoses. So this guy dropped
dead. How did he end up in the goddamn blanket?
Basically, so it seems that Stanka didn't really react coolly in the scenario.
If someone overdoses, honestly, what you got to do is you got to go to the hospital, you push them out of the car, and you drive away.
That's the least you can do.
That's the least you can do.
And it's like, honestly, if you're a drug dealer these days, have some Narcan. Think about customer service for a goddamn second.
Henry, I don't think Stanka was really concerned about it.
I think that, yes. But you judge Stanka.
I
wonder, because I will say, Stanka, be better, do better.
I would not trust the drugs. It's tough. It's tough to know. Again, just have your testers on hand, folks.
But we also,
if you're going to go get crazy.
We have known friends that as soon as they have like three beers in them, they turn into another person, right?
Sure.
So I think that kind of what happened here. He became Baton Rouge Nathan. Which is like he wasn't ready for it. So he dropped dead in the living room.
What drugs was it?
I don't know. I think it might have been some combo of
Let's just say speedball.
Right?
Let's do a speedball.
And so he dropped dead. And they, the guy couldn't figure it out. Like, so he freaked out. So they wrapped him up in the rug.
I tried jerking him off. I tried touching his balls. I tickled his feet.
I tried everything.
I did everything. I put lipstick on him. I put a whole bunch of blush on him. I put him in a dress. I stood him up. I danced with him all night. Nothing woke him up.
But next thing I know, someone filmed him. It was made into a lovely Tom Petty music video. You remember that?
Mary Jane, he was referring to marijuana.
So they wrapped him up. He panicked, didn't know what to do. So he put him in the back of his car. And then just drove around with him a bunch of days until he started smelling. And then he just dropped him off. Yeah, he Casey Anthony did. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Well, he handled it all wrong. And
right.
I'm sure that the officers will have some conversations with him.
I kind of wish that he just stuck to selling like sandwiches.
He should have. Because
you know what's
Stanka fucking sandwiches might work. A little bit of fart on each bread.
You know what's the most addictive substance of all time?
Sugar.
Yes. So that's what they should be doing more. Because think about it, like, no one calls Mr. Hershey's the pusher man.
They
should, man.
Hershey's
two stones
killed
in his eyes.
I agree. Hershey's has killed more people than cocaine could ever wish.
It's gonna kill the two of us way faster than anything that we do. We'll quit drinking, and food is definitely, it is waiting.
I'm a
food
savory
knows
guy. I like my savories.
I know savories kill us even faster than the sweets.
No.
Unless you're already pre-diabetic, we're already going to do it. Like, man, this is full uncle territory.
Yeah.
But you got to hear children. You got to hear children what it's like. What we go through as grown adults is what's going to happen to you too. You go from an edgelord to a man on the edge of diabetes.
Well, that's
called growth.
What's more edgy than that?
Yep.
Well, speaking of animals and drugs, this is kind of a cute story from a BC prison, British Columbia, of course. Now, pigeons. I've actually been a pigeon apologist for a long time.
You've been talking a lot about pigeons. It's come up a lot.
I've even been shat on by a pigeon, and I was like, oh, that was my fault, pigeon. You know, I was a little bit annoyed. Let's be honest.
Have you ever had a hawk shit on you?
No.
Yeah, we were outside the other day, and I saw a big hawk, man. And I saw the dump come out of this
you
fucking
saw
hawk.
Shit?
Oh, yeah. Splash. It was fucking, I'm sorry, I spit all over the table.
Dog. Dude, you know what's so great about being a bird is that you really get to just do that.
Yeah, dog. You can shit right now.
Anywhere you fucking want.
There's a story of Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. We're at a Broadway show and a dude shat next to him. And they didn't smell it.
Yeah,
so it's because they're so used to the smell of shit from the upper lips.
Yeah.
Got him. Got you, Hillary.
I think that is pretty funny story, to be honest. But anyway, so there's a pigeon, and they're smuggling drugs on these little backpacks because pigeons are very smart, and they were the original mailman. And so
ponies were.
So officers discovered that there were a bunch of birds wearing backpacks inside of the Matsuki Institution. And that was during a routine search.
Were they just getting into hype beast gear?
I don't know. Well, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. The backpack, possibly made of cut-up jeans, was empty, leading guards to believe the bird might have still been in training, which means these prisoners train these adorable little birds to go be drug smugglers. According to John Randall, not the football player, Pacific Regional President of the Union for Canadian Correctional Officers, and by the way, we'll have some correctional officers news a little bit later on when it comes to these ladies getting horned up in the penitentiary. He says it was actually inside the institution where they actually found the pigeon, again, wearing a small fabric-like backpack.
See, that's cute. And honestly, cute. I feel like, yes, they're distributing drugs, but they're in jail.
Let them have a little bit of drugs, to be honest.
Can't we just give out weed? Can't we just blow weed into the vents? I make some of them paranoid, obviously. And then but then all the rest of them, just chill them out. Because honestly, the most wholesome part of this whole story is imagining these inmates sitting and making these little pigeon backpacks.
They literally make the pigeon backpacks.
See, that's cute as hell.
They teach the pigeons. And they go, coo, coo, coo. And that's how they talk to the pigeons.
See, that's cool. See, to me, that's where the focus should be. All right, they like these pigeons. What can we do with these pigeons? Maybe we could do something where they give each other macaroni and cheese.
That would be nice. So again,
like something nice, something that they could give back and forth.
They could start an entire homing pigeons delivery service and put Amazon drones right out of business.
Whoa.
So homing pigeons, they've been used to smuggle drugs into prisons for decades.
Oh, yeah. We call them kites. They used to fling those around.
Well, those are actually totally different. But so they're valued for their ability to fly long distances and return to their home, which is why they're called homing pigeons.
But I don't know how that works. I think that this is true.
I mean, they committed crimes. That's why they're in prison.
They're doing hard time for sexual assault.
Diverse group. Some insider trading. Yes. Some just straight up thievery. But nonetheless, their pigeons were arrested by the pigeon police, and then they had to do the perp walk. Why they're in there.
And most of them, these guys are all going to flip because they're going to go right to their CO, and the first thing that goes, Stanka did it. Whoa, Stanka!
Stanka, you're busted now. So this is what's so interesting. According to Randall, he says, we've been dealing with drones. We've been dealing with throwovers.
Oh, yeah, throwovers.
We've been dealing with smuggling.
Throwovers is when a woman's bras are in the wash and her titties are real long and she got to throw them over damn shoulder.
There you go. So we've been dealing with smuggling, and now we have to deal with the wildlife aspect, which is completely new to us.
Well, they're going to have to get trained.
Isn't it nice, though, it's going back to nature?
You know what they need? Cat cops.
Cat cops versus pigeon smugglers. Yeah, the cats would indeed be aggressive.
I'm pitching that to Netflix next fucking week.
It may have already been picked up, and it's starring Chris Kattan.
Fuck you, Kattan!
Chris Kattan, by the way, has earned my respect because he broke his neck and still worked an entire year on SNL because he was so scared that Lauren would fire him.
He was an underrated player on Saturday Night Live, and now there is a revisionist history saying that he was corny, but we all loved Mango.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, that was just slightly out of my in-love phase of SNL.
Sure.
But yes, he had no problems with him. He was good. He got a lot of energy. So Randall says, it kind of looks like right now that what was happening is they're trying to be trained, and then they have food in the area. So they're training them via food.
Yes, and then they know where to go back to.
Pigeons like prison food.
They do. Well, I think someone has to. I actually saw...
Do you know what it was carrying?
What?
Crystal meth.
Damn, I wouldn't want to be on meth in prison.
No, I would like to be, according to Larry Lawton, he's got a great YouTube page. He says acid was the drug that prisoners liked because...
Oh, yeah, because in your mind. Really, yeah, exactly. You could just kind of like live in a world in your own head. That makes a lot of sense.
Acid also, is the drug of choice in prison.
I think that that's also an entire avenue of thought that should be explored. The idea of hallucinogens in jail. Timothy Leary actually did a lot of stories about recidivism with crime and how it's affected by hallucinogens, and it was brought down, but then he was shut down because the CIA hated when the people were selling their drugs for him.
Did you hear that one story about a year ago? They were trying to figure out a drug that would make 8 hours of time seem like 50 years.
Yeah.
And then they were like,
it's called
be like,
boredom. It's called work. It's doing spreadsheets your whole fucking
life. Then that'd be weird. Also, I have a friend who really wants me to do DMT.
We've been getting pressured. I've been getting a lot of DMT pressure recently.
He's one of our better friends, and he's into crypto, so we can trust him.
We can. I think a part of what I wonder if then I'll finally unleash and be the starseed I need to be.
It's only 20 minutes.
So 20 minutes, but you know, a lot of 20 minutes can fucking change
everything.
A lot of things in your life.
You can ruin everything in 20 minutes.
So easy.
Oh,
so
God.
Easily.
It's actually a big part of my anxiety is realizing it's so difficult to build. So easy to destroy.
So easy to destroy. But I think that DMT might help us both. We did it together, but we need to do it with a coach. Yeah. Right, we need somebody there. We you know, like, we don't need somebody like outside the room, like with like a kitchen knife, like poking against the glass, saying, "I'm gonna fucking kill you, bitch."
I don't like that.
Bitch. I feel like that won't help.
That's not fun.
We'll listen to some pan flutes. I already have a whole playlist of pan flutes.
I think DMT just a whoa.
But you see,
I think that's what you listen to on DMT. I think.
Have you done multiple hallucinogens at once?
Sure.
Because, you know, I remember back in the day, like, do a little bit of ecstasy, mushrooms, and all that kind of goes together. So I feel like it can't be that different from that. But I have to prep myself spiritually. You're going to want to fast. You're going to want to purge.
That's the thing.
Everyone's,
you want to
purge the up top. You want to purge the bottom.
You puke, you shit, and then after that, it's great.
Make your own
butt
vomit?
I don't
want
to do it. No, I don't want to do butt vomit.
You have to pop open your own hole and push the poop back up back, but then you pop your finger back out. The poop just falls out.
Well, I just don't know if I need to do that. Okay. So according to this now, interestingly enough, the local union, this is back to our prison story involving pigeons. They're working on a plan to increase searching and increase observation because clearly this is a new problem. And I would like to point out the author of this great article. Her name is Rihanna Schmunk.
Cool.
So you know she's got some good, she's a good journalist, Rihanna Schmunk.
Is that a gerbil that come to life?
I don't know.
Name is Schmunk.
She works for CBC News and she does all pigeon-related events and pigeon-related stories.
That's
her
a pigeon beat.
And she's really doing good.
Live from your grave.
Well, I also speak. We're just going to do a lot of food today.
Well, because this story is another one. I want to talk about, like, kind of unpacking. What is this crime? Why
how
did
is this a
man,
crime?
Well, not even. I know why this one's a crime. But it's more like, why? Why are we doing this? So this takes place in Seattle. Now, the crime happened from Florida, but it then happened in Seattle, but it started in Florida.
Okay, well, that's an interesting transition.
It's dumb. David Subiel, he's now been indicted in Seattle for on interstate transportation of stolen property charges. Now, it's really weird. Now, he posed as an agent of Safeway and Albertans, which is not Albertsons, which is what we have in Florida. There is it's Albertans, which is another form of grocery store. And that he put in an order for $432,000 worth of Russian king crab and a polio crab. Now, he tried to do this.
I mean, honestly, you could probably flip it and make quite a bit of money.
But he did it. He rented a truck. It was a 26-foot-long truck to go pick up the crab.
Right.
And then the crab never went through because he basically set up a payment because of what he'll do, right? He sent in an invoice for the crab. Normally what would happen is that you have to pay for the crab, but it would like kind of, you'd pay for either a percentage of it or like upfront, but the crab never got paid for. And so when he was, this man has been arrested a couple times for driving under the influence. But I don't know if that's got anything to do with it.
No, I mean, because, you know.
Perhaps
he had too many, the influence of crabs.
But when it went bust, right? They found out that he wasn't paid for it. He bought the truck, but then he bought a ticket to sell, a one-way ticket to Colombia to escape the charges for this crab-based offense. Now, my thing is, who does he owe money to? What giant sea creature does he owe money to? That he needs to go and get
these crabs.
I don't know what's going on. What is he like? I guess, is it just about boom, flip it, flipping these crabs?
I think it might be. The guy's name is David Subiel, and he looks like a man who everything he does, somehow he makes it illegal. And I don't know why, because sometimes you can just make money legally. So he ordered nearly $500,000 in crab. Again,
it's a lot of crab to just think that's going to go under the radar.
I ate a place called like Vinny V's over in Charlotte. Crab is very expensive.
Crab is very, these days, so this crab is very expensive. Most.
Yeah. So they say, yes, again, he stole $432,000 worth of crab. Now, this is a big deal because it is real theft because he sent fake money and fake purchase orders and did a whole ruse. And then deputies from Snohomish County, they are like, oh my God, they located Subel at a weigh station. And then Subel was arrested again.
I just don't understand this. Like, again, like, I'm going to just see how much
the problem is. Subel booked a one-way ticket from Miami International Airport, again, as Henry said, to Colombia, but you cannot flee via air anymore.
It's very TSA. Difficult. You got to fucking go to the ocean.
You have to go to the ocean.
Go to the ocean where obviously you are. You're still, maybe he's trying to, like, if he's like an eco-terrorist where he's trying to slide all that crab back in the water. I don't know if that's good.
I don't know if that
helps anything.
Well, anyway.
Wow, there's a lot of numbers jumping around because according to MSN.com, it's $700,000 worth of crab. Which I think they're just trying to trump him up.
Yeah, Subel has no known connection to Colombia. Based on the experience of his recent activities, they believe that the last-minute travel was booked in order to flee the country from potential crab prosecution.
Look, okay, international transferred. All right, so now this is really strange.
You know, if you look at the picture of how much crab it is, it's not that much crab.
It's not that much fucking crab.
It's only about seven or eight boxes
of crab. Oh, wait,
no, it's a person standing there. Okay, it's a person standing there.
I mean, it's still, what do we do? How are you keeping all this crab?
That's what it looks like?
I just feel like, to use the term, half-baked. I think it's a half-baked plan because you got this, you got the truck, you got the crab. Where does it all go? Where's the refrigeration? Where do you do it? Because now all that crab is going to go back. Is he just trying to joyride convoy style with a thing full of crab? And so that when people pull him over and they ask him what you're hauling, he can go, crab, and not just in my pants.
Nice.
And they laugh. Is that the whole thing? Is he just committed to the bit?
It looks like he put $2,500 down, and it's just on this little thing, be like, I'll pay you later. So it wasn't, I don't think they ever should have given him the crab.
I just feel like this guy's going about it all wrong. If you want to get into the crab business, get to know a goddamn walrus.
Yep.
Because the walrus will take you where the fucking crabs are. Go and find a fucking, and then bring a magical flute. Play it for fucking the little animals there, and they'll fucking to sell out their friends because everyone knows it's sea life for a bunch of traitors.
Yep.
They couldn't give a fuck, dude.
Also in crime news and food related, a Florida man slapped his wife in the face with a slice of pizza.
Why are we doing that? That's not a way to get rid of the grease. You're just going to put it in her skin.
Apparently the crime scene was splattered in sauce. This is no joke.
Unbelievable, slapping her with pizza. What are we, an Italian dictator?
He's a Florida man.
Well, yep.
This was in Marion County in response to a 9/11 hangup. Upon arriving to the home, they hung up.
Oh, a 911 hang up. For some reason, about like a 911 hang up, like he's like still bummed. I mean, like, we know it's been 22 years, though.
It is still sad, though, isn't it? And according to Ortelio Alfonso, 39, he was in a verbal altercation with his spouse. And then the cops came. Yeah. And then it turned violent. She was telling officers that Alfonso grabbed a slice of pizza and slapped her in the left side of the face with it. And the woman said that they'd been arguing. So this is not good.
I don't mean to
laugh,
but my question is, how did he slap her? Was it? Because there's a distinct difference between if you have a slice of pizza in the full meat of your hand and then you clock her on the side of the head.
It wasn't like the Dana White event.
That's different because that's just hitting with your hand and pizza's just in the middle there. Slapping somebody with a slice of pizza.
I think you just grabbed you grab the crust and you whip it.
That thing only happens in European Parliament.
Well, interestingly enough, only if they have big issues to solve. Remnants of pizza were in her hair and her ear area. And one officer reported, I observed there to be pizza sauce on the walls and the ceiling of the kitchen. And they further corroborated the victim's statement. But usually when you think of it, I mean, obviously it's not good and they don't need to be, they should not be together.
He pelted my butt with a garlic knot right after.
Okay.
It's a rim.
Well, Alfonso did
It's very
report,
sad. I feel bad for the woman. Yes. No woman should get hit with pizza. You should only be eating it.
That's right.
Because carbs are life.
He says he did not physically strike the victim with his hands, just with the pizza.
And then when it comes down to it, blame the pizza.
Well, imagine that there's no pizza. If you want to Google that, it's a fantastic song by Herman Cain. But anyway, this guy.
The world's slowest smile.
It's still very bad.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Anyway. Get it, anybody with anything. So but I do find that the idea of, like, I feel like this was, like, put out by, like, Big Soup or something, where someone could say, like, not to always blame. Oh, you can drown someone
in soup.
Well, yeah, but it takes
longer. I actually think soup might be the most dangerous because also every single forensic files, they poison the soup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah,
I just watched one where this
Gatorade.
Guy was.
Oh, not given, Gatorade. It's a coolant that tastes
they
sweet.
They changed it, though.
Yeah.
They made it salty. Mm-hmm. they made it. Ooh, savory coolant. Nice.
Yum, yum. Ooh, roast beef coolant.
Yeah, I was just watching one of those shows, and the guy was just dropping so much of these chemicals in this woman's soup.
I was making soup last night, and I'm not talking about diarrhea. I made actual soup.
Good for you.
The thing is, my issue is, and it's my issue with all soups, is that a lot of times I make it more of a stoop than a soup.
Yeah.
I like things in it, but I like noodles and chicken in it and vegetables more than I like the soup.
Well, you're not Gwyneth Paltrow. You're not just drinking bone broth. I mean, yeah, that's good.
That woman is, she looks very skinny. See, you know when who needs to slap a pizza to the mouth? It's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, I don't. She's Hollywood royalty. And man, you know, I just had such a love affair with her, but then she's just so insane. But
it
was, anyway.
You know, she's just in charge of, you. It takes a special type of brain worm to give up the super fun life of just being an actor, where all you have to do is show up, you get to play pretend for a living, like truly, like not to, you know, it's an art, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, it's a fun life. You wanted to become like some weird health, like billionaire, like
that
takes something, that takes an illness. You have to have something inside of you to want to do that.
Yeah. Well, I guess to continue on with the food, let's talk, let's do this. We got to talk Buffalo Wild
Wings.
Well,
this is, you say let's do this, like we're resigned to do this. We have to do this because our audience, we were the ones that broke to our audience about the protein flake and the so-called tuna of Subway, right?
We did.
We were
the
ones to talk about how Jared Fogle paid for people to watch. He paid for videos where women were getting fucked by dogs. We broke that story in the sandwich front, all right? Like, we were always on the Walter
Cronkite. That's really
Cronkite.
A sandwich story.
We're like the Walter Cronkites of dog fucking stories, right? And that's why people come to us.
Okay.
But the reason why they come to us is because we hold the line about food justice. And this is the only time that I really do believe that maybe the customer was not completely right in judging a corporation, because B-Dubs is coming under fire.
I agree. Buffalo Wild Wings has responded to a lawsuit claiming its boneless wings are actually not wings at all. In fact, they're basically just chicken nuggets.
They are just nuggets. Right, they are just nuggets. It is.
They
just,
are not just nuggets. Number one,
they're delicious. I like B-Dubs. When Eddie used to work for B-Dubs,
I love B-Dubs.
He used to just fucking max that shit out, dog. I used to go drop him off at his piss mandate that he had to take for his parole, and then I'd drive him back to work, and then he'd make me a super extra spicy set of tendies. Right, my boneless chicken wings.
That's what they are, chicken tendies. Ayman Halim alleges in the lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings and franchiser Inspire Brands.
Wow.
When I think of Inspire,
I think of a big brand.
That boneless wings are indeed just slices of chicken breast meat deep fried like wings, and that customers would either pay less for boneless wings or not purchase them at all.
Well, I think
if
that this
they
person
knew what the product actually was.
No, the thing is, again, I'll bring up Ed Larson because he's my chicken wing expert. He understood. Do you have any idea how disgusting it would be to make a boneless chicken wing, to suck it out, to suck those bones out, and you have those little flappies of meat, and then you ball it up into some loose, like, handmade. It's like, again, I love the B-Dubs, but if Ed Larson at the time, that was he literally just got out of jail for a felony. And he was the head of the chicken.
He never was charged with a felony. What he did was a felony, but he was never charged.
But yeah, but the idea, like, you know, like, these people are making it's disgusting. And, like, it's just very literal. But B-Dubs came out and said very sarcastic. They had a sarcastic
answer. This is what I actually like. So this is B-Dubs' response. And this is why you know it's fun. Because they're also, B-Dubs is, it's a jocular restaurant.
Oh, they're having
fun
with it.
And they will say, they will stand up for themselves. They said, it's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken.
Oh, wow.
Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo.
You got me again, Buffalo Wild Wings. Money ascertained.
Yes, indeed. As a result, Mr. Halim suffered a financial injury as a result of defendant's
That's
false
what he's saying.
And deceptive conduct.
Of $8.99. Now, I wonder if this guy also thinks that a black and blue burger is when they take you out back, beat the fucking shit out out of you and shove a hamburger up your asshole.
Well, you never know what's going to happen. And so the complaint cites a news report stating that the restaurant started selling boneless wings about 20 years ago.
Can you it's been a long time coming.
Can you imagine a world without it?
Well, I ate them almost predominantly because I like a wing. I love wings.
But I like it boneless, too.
I like it tendy if I'm being lazy.
Especially if I'm like...
If I have to go do a work function, right? Because it's nice about a tendy is I don't get it all over my face. Chicken wings are for my family.
Messy.
It's about intimacy.
Messy.
I eat that because it's what I'm eating like nobody's watching. Because I want to be covered in sauce. I want to do the thing because I did. I learned because I did. I got shamed. Last time I posted a wing eating post, I did one time in Buffalo and I got flamed because I didn't clear them. I didn't clear the wings.
What do you mean you didn't clear the wings?
Well, I now know what to do is how you got to use your teeth and you bite the end of the flaps, right?
You can leave a little bit of meat on the bone. It's fine.
I mean, it shows, yes, obviously, he must be doing well. If you leave meat on the bone. But that's why when it comes down to
ordering chicken wings in Buffalo, you got to be doing real good.
You just got to suck all that meat down. But now I know I have learned the areas, the errors of my way. But it is interesting. I wonder how this will hold. Because
it's not going to hold.
I think a Buffalo Wild Wings will come out victorious. I heard they've just been working with the Murdoch defense team.
Great.
Well, I think they're going to do really well. They're going to go up there and be like, I do declare that the wings are not on trial here.
I just can't imagine how miserable that man's life is where he had to sue Buffalo Wild Wings because he didn't think that they were advertising correctly.
I think the biggest crime of all is probably how he treats his family.
I want to talk about this story as well, Henry. This is a story, just quickly, food and animals. This is going to be our final
story. There's a lot of food and animals.
That's a whole episode.
It just kept coming. Denver, next week, I'll even do more on starseeds. You'll see.
Denver is doing something that is fascinating. So geese, Canadian geese.
We don't like them.
Sully Sullenberger.
Try to kill Sully Sullenberger.
Along with hundreds of other people. They're aggressive.
No, they were coming for Sully.
They're mean. They are beautiful. However, in Colorado.
Yeah, they're like Emily Ratajkowski. What's her name?
That's right. In the city of Denver, they have a new motto. Geese are not friends. They're food. So what's happening with the geese problem in Denver is they're crapping all the geese.
Yep.
They're killing them. And then they're turning them into food for needy families.
Now, this is
Isn't this interesting?
There's a thing
is
about this.
Is this bad or good?
I think this is one of those issues that I think is truly going to like divide our audience. Because we have some people that like love geese no matter what. Obviously, you know, we have the vegan persuasion people that believe that no animals will be killed.
But there's needy families.
But the thing about these geese is that there's an invasive species. This thing is showing up. It's eating all the food and taking up all the resources of the things that belong there. So you got this geese. All this is attack people.
Yeah.
So it's essentially, as far as I'm concerned, it's kind of like killing and eating a bunch of Al-Qaedas.
Yes,
and
it's
like
possible.
If we had went in, like, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would be mad if we found out that we were using all the dead bodies of Al-Qaeda members, grinding them up and then feeding them to
I thought you were saying cicadas.
No, you were talking
about Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I'm talking about Al-Qaeda, the terrorist group. Right?
We don't want to be eating people.
But at the same time, I could see how, that you'd want to eat goose. But I could see how you'd be like, goose?
But this is wild goose. So the USDA says...
Yeah, because they got to be just filled with, like, used condoms and shit.
Oh, whatever. I mean, the USDA says goose meat is safe for people.
Yeah, sure.
But what's so interesting is...
It's very dark meat. You ever had goose?
I've never had goose. So they say it's got some problems because it's overgrazing and it eats all the ornamental plants and agricultural crops. And then it also has diseases, attacks humans, and it's messing with the swimming areas, docks, lawns, and recreational area. So there's an estimated 5,000 geese living in the city. And my friend, this is going to be bad for the geese.
Maybe if it's
because
part of my blood.
You know that they're talking.
Oh, of course.
The geese are like, I think bad things are about to happen to us.
Oh, change going to come. What if there's like Geese Q members? They're like, storm's coming. And they know, like, their version of what's happening right now is their version of, like, if you remember, what was it, Project Jade? What was the
Project X?
It was the thing that Barack Obama was Barack Hussein Obama doing. Jade Helm was doing military exercises to prepare the United States of America for military takeover, that he was going to take over everything. Great. And then he did, like, kind of the exact opposite. But then they went, like, maybe that's what the goose thinks.
I don't know what the goose thinks. I think the goose is about
to
think.
But then it turns out their version is completely real. And they are coming for each one of them.
I don't think you can gas them. I think you just got to chop their heads off.
All I know is so, wait till you're going to see whole arms of goose tube get shut down. That's where it starts. They start deplatforming these birds.
Yeah.
I can't believe what they're going to do with gull talk. Gull talk has already been a lot. Advertisers are hemorrhaging out of gull talk.
So the project to kill all these goose, it's going to start this month because that's when they're most vulnerable. They molt around June and July, and then they can't fly. So when they're on the ground, someone's just going to come with a weed whacker.
You just whack off all these fucking geese, whack them off. That means kill in that.
However, interestingly enough, Canadian geese are protected under the Migratory Bird Act. But Denver Parks and Recreation obtained authority to say, fuck that.
Whoa, they got like an act of war.
Yeah.
They call like Condoleezza Rice. Denver Does she do that?
I don't know.
Who? Oh. Is that Buttigieg? Does Buttigieg do that? Who's in charge of geese maintenance?
You know how they tried to deal with the goose before?
How?
They oiled up their eggs. Spraying repellents.
What?
They oiled their eggs.
Some pervert had to go around with a bunch of fucking oil and go deep into and massage a bunch of oil into a bunch of bird eggs?
They tried goose management tactics, including oiling their eggs, spraying repellents, and creating visual barriers to discourage geese.
I mean, that's weird.
But none of it worked.
Why are you oiling the eggs? Yeah, it doesn't work. No, we got to kill them now. Now we're just going to shoot them in the head. Yeah.
Unfortunate. I can't tell if this is
maybe
a dystopian
nightmare.
Maybe
that's why my blood
pressure
is so high. Is that because now that I know that I'm an ascending starseed, and that my connection to each one of Gaia's creatures, because I am one, but I obviously I'm a better one because I'm a starseed. I'm past all of you.
Oh, sure.
And I'm better than an indigo child because most indigo children, that's just the color they turn right before they die to SIDS.
Right.
Where it's like, I'm a person now. I am completely like, maybe that's what it is. And I'm being bombarded with the sort of like chaotic vibes of this death screams of all of these geese that are now being harvested for food for, I believe, a cent. I mean, like,
no, this is going
to
go to
poor people,
to needy people. That's what they say. Again,
you gotta better get used to eating goose.
I guess I'm very conflicted on this.
What are we
going to
make with all the goose?
Scott Gilmore says there's so many complaints because people, they bring a blanket, right, and they put it on the grass.
Yeah, they attack you,
and they're sitting on goose shit.
Yeah, of course you're sitting on goose shit. On fucking parks, a goose's fucking toilet.
Wow.
At least maybe this is the prep to see how we'd react if they said, instead of geese, like homeless people. Maybe that's a way to kind of prep it and see, and like, all right, we did one full mass genocide, but now like, they're loving it. They can't get enough of these geese.
Well, I don't know about any of that there. But anyway, so geese are going to be the new cuisine there in Denver. So have fun with it.
You just got to smoke a lot of cheap.
To get
down on some G, man.
Because I mean, I'm sure it's not goose. Horrible. It's just
goose is not tasty.
It's just wild goose. It's going to be very muscular.
I just mentioned grind up in some sort of meal. I imagine it's like going to be like a goop that you could form into nuggets and patties.
I guess it's better that they're going to be food.
Yeah, of course.
I guess.
At least they're not just being like murdered and put into a pile. We're using them.
Yeah. Well, what a day it's going to be for someone who really hates geese.
Finally, they get to wake up being like, I knew one day, because like a geese, like, you know.
Oh, they did a lot of stuff.
Killed a pilot that was their grandfather?
Who knows? All right, everyone, let's do Hero of the Week.
Yeah, you have to do a new one because the last one was fucking bust, dog.
Brooklyn, New York, not a place you'd like to expect to see a cow. So there was a video posted on social media. It captured a host of people chasing a renegade black calf through the neighborhood.
How does it get in the middle of Brooklyn?
Included a man in an apron who tried to tug on the cow's tail to stop him to no avail.
Was that the butcher?
I don't know, but the witness.
Who's the hero here?
The witness was Vinny Fontana.
Oh, sure.
And he says it was running down Rockaway Parkway all the way while people were chasing it.
I was looking at this fucking guy and I knew for a fact he was a snitch.
But you know where it escaped from? A slaughterhouse. And that's why I think this cow needs to live.
Yeah, he does. Because you remember how we talked about how back in the old days with prison, how if you escaped, and this is like in the frontier times, if you escaped, they just let you go.
I think that that's a fair thing. So, the cow powered past the tail-tugging man and then juked another guy, and then it turned down Avenue L around East 96th Street.
Oh, wow. It was deep in Brooklyn.
Really was. A man was seen still chasing the animal as it ran down the street. At one point, a local pizza shop worker waved his apron like it was a matador.
I mean, New Yorkers have too much fun.
They are not handling this well. The cow eventually was captured by workers near the original pizza place. Breaking cow on the loose, cow on the loose.
That's fine. That's fine. Now, what happened to him? Did he live?
Well, the cow was actually lassoed.
Whoa.
And it is fun to see the city slickers out there.
Well, I've really seen a couple of like guys dressed in cowboy uniforms in Brooklyn. For the most part, they're going to go have sex with each other.
Yeah. So apparently this has happened once before in 2017 from the same slaughterhouse in Park Slope, which I didn't know existed.
Whoa.
So
I thought slaughterhouse was like an indie rock venue.
Yeah, exactly. And
they have a slaughterhouse in Park Slope.
Yes. And in 2017, there was a cow captured by authorities, and it was taken to an animal sanctuary in New Jersey. So I think it might be okay.
I think that you could release it back, because I think when it comes down to it, man, again, it fought and it won. And it's so difficult, because when you fight against the law, most of the time you lose, man. And the fact that it got out of there, I think that needs to, I think you know who could use him. The New York Giants, after their poor showing.
They're actually doing all right.
I just need some acknowledgement that I'm trying to understand you.
You did it. All right, Henry. It's your turn.
I got some thank you listener emails. Now, I got some good feedback from our female prisoner guard.
Which we didn't know community. We had a huge contingency.
It was like, we got like 25 emails.
Great.
Like, people were talking about this, and it was mostly kind of because we asked a question, like, how is it a crime when a prisoner has sex with a prison guard? And it's because legally they are not allowed to give consent. They're called person of our care, or in our care, the POC. And so technically they are not legally allowed to give consent, because obviously it is very sticky. It's a very sticky situation.
They have no more rights.
And so they are not allowed to say yes to sex, which is unbelievable. But still, at the same time, they can then be treated differently in jail. They can get favors.
I mean, it's not as if sex doesn't exist.
No. But I got a lot of messages. And again, this is not my opinion.
Right.
This is an opinion I got from female prison guards.
These are lady guards.
These are lady guards. Okay. And I got this mostly pretty much across the board about how it is becoming an increasingly larger issue in jails, that there is a...
Women are horny.
There's women are horny, they like to get dug out, right? And then there's nothing, there's no deeper dugout you're going to receive than from a man that is currently in jail, and you have 5 minutes to do it in, right? You got 5 minutes to do it in one little camera-less corner of the jail.
Right.
You are going to get up in them guts, right? Absolutely. You're going to slap a cervix or two.
Sure.
So there's a little bit of that, because it's interesting that they were talking about, like, it seems to be, and you kind of notice it happening, where you see, like, there was one guard told me the story of a young woman that came in, because I was asking about hiring practices. So it's like, they used to, I had one long-serving prison guard say that originally, when they first went and got the job, they had 1 week of training. And then
You're thrown in there.
And you're just going to have to figure it out. Now it's about 5 weeks of training. You go into...
Week three is when they discuss fellatio and how to do it all quick.
How to suck them fast, right?
Yeah.
But they talk about how, like, it was one story of a woman that, like, began to sort of court a group. Now, it wasn't just... You find a lot of these people, too, are not just sleeping with the prisoners. They're also sleeping with coworkers. And
they're having sex
cops,
with anyone. Anything that's not nailed down.
Yeah, they are. And they said one woman they could tell was because they kind of did the you know, which you see classic you could tell a woman's getting divorced on Instagram once the man starts disappearing from the pictures.
Absolutely.
And slowly but surely they're wearing sexier and sexier outfits up front.
Right.
Right. Dressing a little nicer, taking better care of themselves, trying to revamp.
They're looking for love.
A new post.
Sure.
Henry, Linda, not to put my mom in there. But you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, the concept of so you saw a woman just kind of slowly start to getting dressed up, and you're like, you're a prison guard. Why are you wearing heels today?
Right.
Why are you all done up? Because again, you're getting in there, you're getting that grout refurbished.
All right. Well,
right?
There
so
we
that's
go.
One. I just find it interesting. And like, I'm so glad we have such a big CO
Absolutely.
Population.
Absolutely.
A lot of them talk about just how seriously, obviously very serious job. And the goal is to really try to figure out how to find some humanity in a very inhumane set of circumstances. Because we here at Last Podcast are really big in rehab. We believe that people should be rehabilitated. They should be allowed to get up and out of these bad cycles.
Sure.
But it's not going to happen as if you start eating that butt.
Well, you want to be careful. All right.
And then I got a little, let me see if I got a little spooky story. My girlfriend is a special education teacher, and I work from home. Today, I was enjoying a late lunch break playing some video games when I heard the distinctive loud sound of our deadbolt unlocking, followed by the front door opening and closing. The sound I've heard hundreds of times before. I told my teammates that I have to go log off in a minute because my girlfriend must have just gotten home.
Yeah.
After that, I didn't hear anything for close to 5 minutes. I decided to investigate. I found two of our cats asleep in our guest room like nothing had happened. But our black cat was awake and freaked out. Now, he wouldn't stop running between my legs, which is his typical behavior. And he kept visually scanning the hallway leading past my office to the front door, wondering what's got my cat all riled up. Right. I picked him up and walked to the front of the house. And nobody was there.
No one at all.
I called for my girlfriend and she was not there. She's going to break up with you, unfortunately. That's I'm not. I don't know.
We just don't know.
It's just going to be scared. She told me that she hadn't been home yet. She went straight to see her sister after leaving school. And that's when I started panicking. I told her about the door and she gave me the 5 minutes to search the whole house before she called for help. Now, obviously, they didn't find anything. They don't know what's going on. It was just a classic freaky thing. But the reason why I brought this up is this happened to me last night.
Yeah.
I did this. Natalie and I are in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I just rocked her world.
Yes, I'm sure you did indeed. Rocked her to sleep. Yes, indeed.
She was fully asleep.
Fully sleeping.
She tucked right to the breast.
Oh,
I guess she was full of milk, ready to sleep.
Good, good.
And then it was real. You know, we're about to go to sleep, and I swear to God, the door did the thing where it goes like, boom. Like it was a
like
a weird shaking
and all
like up thing. And we had to do the thing where Nat is like looks at me and she's like, the door's making a funny noise. It's like, yeah. She's like, somebody should go check that out. And I was like,
send Wendy.
So I was like, I'll go. I was like, you're straight, because we've always joked in our home where I'm the first wave.
Yes, of course.
My goal is to tire out the murderer.
Well, by them killing you.
Yeah, they kill me,
right,
dragging me around the house.
Bunch,
and
which
then
is
Nat,
tiring.
Yeah, and Nat cleans it up.
Because she's an athlete.
Yeah, she comes in and yeah, take care of it. Because mm-hmm, again, she's more precious to the world. The eggs. Eggs inside.
Okay.
Right? I did the thing where I walked up and I was like, hope this ain't fucking ghost face. Like I had to go like, and yeah, then like open the door, nothing there. I must have been some kind of seismic shift. Maybe again, it was just the shaking of the entire house when my balls refill.
It really might be the powerful semen reload that you have.
Bleh, bleh.
Now that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, man. So live every day,
yes,
knowing
indeed,
for a fact, yeah, your balls are empty right now, but unfortunately, they're going to get filled again. So you're going to have
always
to empty
do
them again
every
right?
20 minutes.
But you know what? Some of us, we laugh through that process too. Have you ever laughed while masturbating?
No.
You should try.
So. I don't think so.
The other day, I was like trying to do that because like people talk about like it's a way to kind of open up your butthole a little bit. It's like to relax the idea of like
laughing.
I don't think so. Do you make noise when you masturbate?
I don't think so.
You should try it more often. Try to like honestly layer it in there, like a siren noise.
I'll give it a shot.
Like what would you use?
Yep.
And love. Knowing that that's what Gizzle sounds like. That's the last sound you'll hear before he dies on top of you.
Well,
right? That last missile into the Death Star coming out of his dick.
What
as
a
he
world.
Slowly fades away.
I can't wait.
And he goes up there and he, you know what? Because when you dig Kiesel, you know what I need you to do, man?
What's that?
I need you to kiss Stevie Ray Vaughan for me, man.
I miss him, man.
The world never got one of him back, dog.
No.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, man. There's a hole missing from him, man.
I could see him being a stinky boy. All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourself.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everybody.
We'll
be safe. Don't kill cows. Eat some geese, I guess.
I guess so.
I don't know.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.